From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listeners, welcome back to me, Ahmad Faisal, in English program. Hopefully, you are so fine and still have spirit to listen our program today. And for these 60 minutes ahead, we would like to accompany you with various segments that cannot only entertain you, but also educate as well as inform you our several beneficial information and entertainment such as news, commentary, and also other self-information, as well as Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with news. So stay tuned with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. 30 years of Indonesia and Azerbaijan diplomatic relations increase mutual trust. The 5th Bali Civil Society and Media Forum highlights the important role of media and civil society. I'm Rahmawati, now the news in detail. Deputy Minister of Foreign Affairs of Azerbaijan, Elnur Mamadov, said in Jakarta on Tuesday, in 30 years of diplomatic relations between the Republic of Azerbaijan and the Republic of Indonesia, the two countries have increased mutual trust, which should be celebrated. During his visit to Indonesia in order to attend the Bali Democracy Forum, Elnur Mamadov said the significant geographical distance between the two countries didn't reduce the enthusiasm of the two countries to continue to forge cooperation in various fields and levels. Indonesia and Azerbaijan have started diplomatic relations since 1992, when Azerbaijan had just won independence.
And I recall there was an important line in those letters, which read, "We have developed mutual trust and confidence over the last 30 years. This is something to celebrate, because we do understand that there is geography and distance between the two states, and you should not be taking this for granted that these relations will thrive. So you need to put efforts in place in order to for these relations to prosper." And that is what we're doing by paying these visits.
Deputy Minister of Foreign Affairs of Azerbaijan, Elnur Mamadov, added, in the last 30 years, Indonesia and Azerbaijan have developed cooperation and dialogue, not only at the bilateral, but also multilateral level. Indonesia also often shares views in international forums, such as the United Nations General Assembly, Non-Aligned Countries Meeting, and Islamic Cooperation Countries Meeting. In addition, the two countries also exchange visits both at the ministerial level to members of parliament. Elnur Mamadov hopes the leaders of the Indonesian and Azerbaijani governments will soon meet in bilateral meetings so that cooperation between the two countries can continue to be improved. Next, we have the Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs provides a forum for civil society and media practitioners to discuss about democracy through the 5th Bali Civil Society and Media Forum. The forum, which is part of the Bali Democracy Forum series, has been officially opened by the Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Director General of Information and Public Diplomacy at the Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Tengku Faizah Shah, at the opening of the 5th Bali Civil Society Media Forum in Bali on Wednesday, which was monitored online, highlighted the important role of the media and civil society, particularly amid the global situation in facing various challenges.
Today, we continue to face a plethora of challenges affecting the very foundation of democracy and humanity. We face existential threats caused by man-made disasters, such as from war to global catastrophic due to climate change.
Moreover, Tengku Faiza Shah further conveyed there is a need to strengthen the fundamental values of democracy, pluralism, and inclusive. He noted through democratic process, all democratic countries need to strengthen respect for human rights and fight against intolerance and discrimination. They must also promote the principle of inclusive and the legitimacy and relevance and democracy. Next, we have the Indonesian Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy, Sandiaga Uno, stated in Jakarta the development of the game industry in Indonesia, especially the content industry, is huge. This was conveyed by the minister while witnessing the signing of the collaboration between Lokapala, the first and largest MOBA genre game in Southeast Asia, and Green Willow as the investor. According to Minister Sandiaga, the game industry contributes up to 3.2 trillion rupiah in total transactions in 2022.
Perkembangan industri game di tanah air ini, terutama industri konten IP.
The game industry development in this country, especially the IP content industry, is huge and contributes to total transactions of up to 3.2 trillion rupiah in 2022, or three times larger than the industry, which we have monitored so far. Minister Sandiaga further stated the Indonesian government, together with industry players, have developed a strategy for mapping priority issues related to the development of the game industry. Furthermore, the development, I should say the government, is also preparing a presidential regulation draft, which will encourage a program to accelerate the development of the Indonesian game industry. The last national news comes from Indonesia that has always supported Vietnam in various things. In fact, when the United States and Western countries imposed an economic embargo on Vietnam in 1975 and the country faced problems with Cambodia, Indonesia was always there for Vietnam by holding the Jakarta International Meeting 1 and 2. This was stated by the Vietnamese ambassador to Indonesia, Ta Phan Thong, during the Vietnam embassy's year-end meeting with the media in Jakarta on Tuesday.
Vietnam was blocked by the US and other Western countries. We also had the problem with the Cambodian issue. And economic sanctions and embargo were imposed on Vietnam at that time. And we, at that time, faced with a lot of difficulties. And once again, Indonesia was there and hosted the international conferences, CHIM 1 and CHIM 2. And the Cambodia solution was reached. And thanks to that, the embargo and the sanctions were lifted. And Vietnam was able to expand our relations with the other countries in the world.
Ambassador Ta Phan Thong added, in 1995, Indonesia was also the first ASEAN member country to support Vietnam to become an ASEAN country.
In 1995, Indonesia was also the first member of ASEAN to support Vietnam for its admission into ASEAN. And not all the ASEAN members at that time expressed their support to our membership, but Indonesia was the first member and also was behind our efforts to join ASEAN. And the membership to ASEAN was really a turning point for Vietnam in our efforts to integrate more to the into the international community in all political, economic, and other areas.
In 2023, Indonesia and Vietnam will celebrate 10 years of strategic partnership. Friendly relations between Indonesia and Vietnam have existed since before 1945 and were inaugurated on December 30, 1955. Since then, bilateral relations and multidimensional cooperation have been fostered by various generations of leaders and people in both countries. Now we move to the international news. A court in Argentina has sentenced Vice President Cristina Fernandez de Kirchner to 6 years in jail for corruption in a case that has shaken the country. Fernandez, 69 years old, was found guilty of fraudulent administration over the awarding of public works contracts to a friend, but she is unlikely to serve jail time. Fernandez has some immunity via her government roles and is expected to launch a lengthy appeals process. She has also been banned from public office for life, but will continue her role as vice president while the case goes through higher court. Fernandez said the charges against her were politically motivated. Speaking after the verdict, she described herself as the victim of a judicial mafia, the Associated Press news agency reports. The National Human Rights Commission rejected a petition by the Cargo Trucker Solidarity Union asking the rights watchdog to advise the government to scrap its return-to-work order for striking truckers. The commission said on Tuesday it turned down the request on the grounds that it doesn't fall under purview of the commission, but added it will consider the union's request that the watchdogs convey an opinion on the government order. The last news comes from the international age system in South Korea will be used for all judicial and administrative purposes starting next year. The Parliamentary Legislation and Judiciary Committee on Wednesday approved revisions to the relevant civil and administrative laws. The revisions discontinue the use of two other age counting systems, including the most widely used Korean age system, designating all babies as 1 year old at birth and adding a year every January 1st. During President Yoon Suk-yeol's campaign, he pledged to unify the age system by using international age across the board to mitigate administrative and social confusion stemming from the use of different systems. With the bill expected to pass the plenary session set for Monday and Tuesday, the unified system will likely take effect 6 months after promulgation. Well, listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
Oh.
Listener, here is Diplomatic Corner. The 2022 World Cup themed batik, which was specially made and exhibited in an exhibition at the Qatara Cultural Complex in Doha, succeeded in impressing the Qatar royal family who visited the exhibition. This was stated by President Director of Batik House Indonesia, Veni Alamsyah, who acted as curator for the Exotic Indonesian Batik Heritage Exhibition at Gallery 1 Building 47 Qatara on Sunday, 4th December. Veni further said that besides the World FIFA World Cup Qatar 2022 and the World Cup trophy, the batik was also drawn with various distinctive Qatari accents. Some of the distinctive Qatari motifs are dalah or teapot, which is a monument in the Cornique area. The pearl shells are the icon of the pearl area. The kestrel or small falcon or falcon up to the building of the Qatara Cultural Complex, which surrounds the silhouettes of the people playing soccer. Veni also explained that the 2022 World Cup themed batik took at least 7 to 8 months to work on until finally it could be brought and exhibited in person in Qatar. According to Veni, she even had to confirm that the Qatar 2022 World Cup themed batik was not for sale because members of the Qatari royal family who visited the exhibition were very interested in owning it. Apart from displaying approximately 42 pieces of batik from various regions across Indonesia, the exhibition also provided an interactive experience in the form of the opportunity to try using batik stamping tools and chanting for batik tulis or written batik. Veni added that on the second day of the exhibition, a family member of the Kingdom of Qatar had also brought their 4 children to learn a lot about batik at the exhibition. The batik exhibition at Gallery 1 Building 47 Qatara has started being held from Thursday until next Thursday, and it was opened by Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy Sandiaga Uno. The exhibition is one of the venues for promoting Indonesian culture during the Qatar 2022 World Cup. Previously, the Embassy of Indonesia in Doha also accommodated a stage for Saung Angklung Ujo at the Qatara Cultural Complex. Well, listener, that's Diplomatic Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Today in History. We begin with an event on December 7, 1941 about bombing of Pearl Harbor. The bombing of Pearl Harbor was a sudden attack by the Imperial Japanese Navy on the United States Naval Pacific Fleet anchored at Pearl Harbor Naval Base, Hawaii. The incident took place on Sunday morning, December 7, 1941. It was this attack that sparked the United States' direct involvement in the World War II. It was recorded that 8 U.S. battleships were seriously damaged, of which 4 were sunk. The Japanese also sank or damaged 3 cruisers, 3 destroyers, 1 anti-aircraft training ship, and 1 mine layer. This attack also damaged or destroyed 188 U.S. aircraft and resulted in about 2,000 fatalities and about 1,000 injuries. Now we move to the next event on December 7, 1944 about earthquake in Tonankai, Japan. An earthquake of magnitude 8 on the Richter scale occurred on December 7, 1944 about 20 km from the Shima Peninsula. This triggered a large tsunami that caused serious damage along the coast of Wakayama Prefecture and the Tokai region. Together, the earthquake and tsunami caused about 3,000 fatalities. We end today in history with December 7, 1996, about International Civil Aviation Day declared by the United Nations. In 1996, the United Nations General Assembly announced December 7 as International Civil Aviation Day. The date was taken from the holding of the International Civil Aviation Conference in Chicago on December 7, 1944, which was attended by 54 of the 55 countries invited. The conference aims to promote cooperation and create and preserve friendship and understanding among the nations and peoples of the world. Well, listener, that was Today in History from Voice of Indonesia.
Lalu mengapa kau diam saja, tak berdaya? Di belia usia, di masa yang paling indah, kau tampak tak bergairah. Sementara yang lainnya hidup seenaknya, seakan waktu takkan pernah ada akhirnya. Hanya mengejar kepentingan diri sendiri, lalu cuek akan derita sekitarnya. Astaga, apa yang sedang terjadi? Oh, oh, astaga, hendak kemana semua ini? Bila kau muda sudah tak mau lagi peduli, muda putus asa dan kehilangan arah. Sementara yang lainnya hidup seenaknya, akan waktu takkan pernah ada akhirnya. Hanya mengejar kepentingan diri sendiri, lalu cuek akan derita sekitarnya. Astaga, apa yang sedang terjadi? Oh, oh, astaga, hendak kemana semua ini? Bila kau muda sudah tak mau lagi peduli, muda putus asa dan kehilangan arah. Yang sedang terjadi, oh, oh, astaga, hendak
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. For this segment, we would like to give you information about My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The construction of Indonesia Manufacturing Center, or IMC, has a major role to increase the mastery of technology in the industrial sector. This was stated by Minister of Industry Agus Gumiwang Kartasasmita when inaugurating the laying of the first stone for the IMC construction in Pleret, Purwakarta, West Java on Monday. He also explained that the construction of the Indonesia Manufacturing Center is inspired by goodwill of the Ministry of Industry to increase the competitiveness and independence of the national industry through the development and enhancement of the mastery of industrial technology. The construction of the IMC on an 11-hectare land was carried out as one of the attempts to strengthen the structure of the national industry by increasing the mastery of technology so that the national industry is able to manufacture industrial products which have been imported so far. The minister further stated that to be able to develop and increase the mastery of industrial technology, it is necessary to collaborate effectively between all stakeholders. All stakeholders are universities, private and governmental research institutes, business owners, community and government, or often called as the pentahelix collaboration concept. For effective realization of the pentahelix collaboration, the Ministry of Industry also sees the need to institutionalize this collaboration in a form, namely the Indonesia Manufacturing Center, which is equipped with sufficient medium and main supports. With the construction of Indonesia Manufacturing Center, currently, the Ministry of Industry is also preparing a digital platform that is used for the process of collecting and analyzing data to support decision-making regarding IMC services. The digital platform is going to be used in 2023 and it will become communication and transaction among IMC. Center of Excellence of Universities, Research Institutes and Manufacturing Industry Companies in collaborating virtually.
ZayaMusic.com.
Jika kau memang bukan pasanganku, aku akan menjauhi dirimu. Jika harus ku lupakan dirimu, lebih baik sekarang. Katakanlah, jangan diam, bicara. Sebenarnya kamu sudah tak ada, sekuatnya aku kamu coba tertawa. Sejujurnya ini terlalu sakit sayang, ini sakit. Sah denganmu, katakanlah, jangan diam, bicaralah, sayang. Sebenarnya kamu sudah tak ada, sekuatnya. Kamu coba tertawa. Sejujurnya ini terlalu sakit.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listener, after listening Indonesian song, it is the right time for us to present next segment that talk about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people. And here is Indonesian Wonder.
Listeners, gorengan or fried food is a very popular snack in Indonesia. Various types of food ingredients which are usually used as fried foods are like tempeh, tofu, bananas and tapai, including sweet potatoes. There is something unique about processed sweet potatoes in the West Java area. Sweet potatoes are not only fried as usual, but also processed first with other ingredients such as starch and white sugar. It is bola ubi. Sweet potatoes, starch and white sugar. These simple ingredients can be a delicious snack, cheap and also filling. The bola ubi has a special technique to fry it. When asked, the seller named Asep did not know the frying technique he used. The dough, which has been shaped like a small ball, is then fried twice by pulling the small balls and pressing them until the bola ubi swells like ping pong balls.
Berapa lama ini, Mang? Ininya?
Ini teh 15
menit. How long do you fry it? 15 minutes. Must be processed first. The method is special. The middle-aged man, who didn't talk too much, went back to keep frying the dough of these small sweet potato balls until they were fluffy and ready to eat. Even though Pak Asep doesn't remember when he started selling sweet potato balls or bola ubi in this area, this food is much sought after by the people who walk around Jalan Alkateri ABC Bandung, West Java. That's Indonesian Wonder.
Kau pernah katakan rasa rindu semua hanya padaku. Kau juga ungkapkan rasa sayang untuk yakinkan hati ini. Mengapa kini tiada sehangat seindah dulu? Andai rasa itu pergi, salahkah aku dengan segala anganku? Andai rasa itu hilang, biarkan
listener, for the next segment, we will present you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian Language, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian language. And this program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. And here is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Indonesian, is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. Today's topic is about perjalanan ke Manado. Perjalanan ke Manado, which means a trip to Manado. So stay tuned. We're going to present you a conversation entitled Keberangkatan ke Manado. Keberangkatan ke Manado, which means departure to Manado. This conversation happens between Dev Singh, a tourist from India, and an airline staff at the airport. The staff tells Dev about the cause of the delayed departure. Let's listen to the conversation.
Kenapa keberangkatan ke Manado ditunda?
Keberangkatan ditunda karena masalah cuaca.
After listening to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of the day. I'm going to say each word two times and you can repeat after me. Kenapa? Kenapa? Which means why. Keberangkatan. Keberangkatan. Which means departure. Ditunda. Ditunda. Which means delayed. Karena. Karena. Which means because. Masalah cuaca. Masalah cuaca. Which means weather problem. In the conversation, you hear the sentence, keberangkatan ditunda karena masalah cuaca. Keberangkatan ditunda karena masalah cuaca. Which means the departure is delayed because of weather problem. Or bad weather. In the sentence, there is a conjunction karena, karena, which means because. It is used to state causal relationship between two phrases, clauses, and sentences. In the sentence, the conjunction karena, karena, which means because, is used to state causal relationship between the clause keberangkatan ditunda, keberangkatan ditunda, which means the departure is delayed, and masalah cuaca. Masalah cuaca, which means weather problem. Besides the conjunction karena, karena, which means because, you can also use the conjunction sebab, sebab, which also means because, to connect two phrases, clauses, or sentences with causal relationship. Let's listen to the following examples. Keberangkatan ditunda sebab masalah cuaca. Keberangkatan ditunda sebab masalah cuaca. Which means the departure is delayed because of weather problem. To state a causal relationship, you can use the conjunction sebab, sebab, or karena. Karena, which mean because, by placing them after a sentence, phrase, or clause that becomes the effect. For example, keberangkatan ditunda karena masalah teknis. Keberangkatan ditunda karena masalah teknis, which means the departure is delayed because of technical problem. Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Kenapa keberangkatan ke Manado ditunda?
Keberangkatan ditunda karena masalah cuaca.
Well, listener, that was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Rahma. Sampai jumpa.
Wajahmu menjelma hayalan lembut memukau hati ke dulu kala hari yang bahagia kau lari ku kejar tertawa bercanda sungguh. yang kini tak tercapai. Kau pergi jauh, janji kembali. Kini kau pulang membawa kekasih. Memori kau membuka luka lama yang ku ingin lupa. Memori tolong daku pergi jauh, janji tak tertawa bercanda. Sumpahmu, sumpahku yang kini tak tercapai. Kau pergi jauh, janji kembali. Kini kau pulang membawa
listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. And listeners, next segment we would like to give you information about Indonesian music. Hopefully, it can also entertain you. Here is Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Listener, today's edition of Music Corner presents you a song from West Sumatra called Rang Talu. The song Rang Talu is composed by Arifin Nur and popularized by Oslan Hussein, Ali Kasim, and other Minang native West Sumatra singers. Rang Talu means people from Talu, a place in Pariaman, West Sumatra. The lyrics of this song are packaged in pantun or rhyming poetry in the form of sampiran or intro and content. The lyrics tell about a couple who have to separate because they have to go to another region. Well, listener, here is the song Rang Talu by Ocha Octavia. Happy listening!
Dentakana
Voice of Indonesia.
We end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. Thank you for your kind attention, for listening our English program. And don't go anywhere and keep listening for our another program. So stay with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listener, don't forget to like and comment at Facebook The Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, Instagram voice.of.indonesia, Twitter at voindonesia, and our email address voi@voinews.id.